Yo, it's your boy Benji Bay once again, BB Radio, Benji Broadcast. Today I just want to touch on a few things as always, relating from earlier podcasts, touch on a few recent topics that's been going on in the community and stuff. You know, the community activists been going off, popping off at the mouth recently, and it's like, here we go again. Same old stuff, you know.
He going too far, man. You know, right, he pushing that line like that.
And that's just, I just got to put it in that context because, like I say, activists just causing a lot of noise and controversy. And I'm going to get into that later because, as I say, I'm speaking on mainly Southern and Texas politics and slightly touch on L.A. and New York hip-hop. Kendrick dropped his track. And, you know, shook the rap game up for the past year or so after his album. Been on the left-hand side doing his hip-hop thing. And, you know, every once in a while, you know, he just turn his back and go to the right and shit on his rap shit. People have a lot of hope and faith in rap. And it's just like, you got a legend like Kendrick. Don't care about this rap shit. So I'm not about to say it's some type of rules that Kendrick has to abide by for the lowest of rap. And rap has declined due mainly to the drill rap effect. Q, part of the TDE crew, he dropped his album, Blue Lips, and that's hip-hop, not rap. You know, I already spoke about Nicki Minaj kicking off the year for 2024, dropping her track. And people was mad, but I'm just like, hip-hop is competitive. You know, me slightly referencing New York hip-hop legends, we got guys like KRS-One breaking down the distinct difference between hip-hop and rap. Like, you know, everybody talking about real hip-hop artists or industry plants, but I mean, all their life, majority of their life, they've been in the trenches. You know, but the ones faking it, And hooting and hollering, veins popping out their neck, trying to convince everybody that's actually from the trenches they from it. They ain't calling them industry plants. So it's like, I know the difference, and it's a big difference. Nicki Minaj, big difference. Kendrick, it's a big difference because he actually lived in it. And the false ones pretending it, people don't be biting down on them. And that's why I speak on Sexy Red and artists like Glorilla, because where's the plant? Where is the industry plant that they found in St. Louis or Memphis nobody else found for those 19, 20 plus years of them living up in there? Like, rap shit is a joke. People be screaming from the top of their lungs about some shit that hip-hop, this shit was cultivated from the concrete. You know, Kendrick, he referenced Melly Mel. So somebody speaking and hollering from the top of their lungs about some rap and they don't know who Melly Mel is? Crazy. So that's all I'm saying. I had to get on that Kendrick thing because, as I say, in his verse, he even spoke on fallen soldiers that he may have had in his section. Like I said on earlier podcasts, that may be the reason why a lot of guys don't do music in L.A. Or sometimes it's just the politics. But at the end of the day, all the L.A. artists, you know, if they came together and made music together and they had that L.A. West Coast connection like how they did back in the day, shit, it's 96 all over again. And speaking of 96... You know, I already said from earlier podcast, we got the well-known OG record label owner from the 90s and from the same section as Kendrick, dropping podcasts similar to what I've been speaking on my earlier podcast. Like, people want people in rap to be such a savior to the community. And we have record label owners in the 90s couldn't even save the guys in his crew. But it's just in general, You know, hip hop has more of a respect factor in it. You know, I see Beyonce did country music, and her doing country music is able to spread light on other artists, which is able to uplift. And it's like, who is drill rap uplifting? You know, how many moms who were the mom of a drill rap artist, how many of them are flourishing and smiling? So that's how I get into, you know, topics about the activists, you know, the activists out of Texas that people feel the need to have their fist balled up at, but have so much admiration for a rapper that can diss the dead of a deceased man from their own community. You know, we do have real solid OGs that actually done good in the community, actually done good things, but people don't talk about that. You know, that stuff is dismissed. I've listened to a lot of artists, and one of them was Lil Snoop. And the activist had a platform to put Tuka's mom on there, Lil Snoop mom, and I believe Mo3. And it's just like, how can you tell me that people can dismiss what a guy is doing in a community that is good out here in juvenile detention centers, trying to get these guys a second chance, feeding women and children in the community, clothing? How can we dismiss that? You know, most of the actual real OGs respect that, because they done those 5 years. They done those 10, 15 years. They already did their time. And they know it's guys that's still in there that's never coming home. You know, the Casey and JoJo song, Life, that's based off of a true reality for some guys out here. But see, that's where the game has changed now, because people can respect a so-called G that has no morals, no principles, and no integrity. Beating on old people and taking elderly women purses. People gonna holler out, "This a real one, man. This a real one." You know, they gonna stump so hard and be cheering loud for that man. Dissing the dead, saying names. "Oh, he a real one." You know, he may be a real G, but he didn't hit an innocent kid because he blasts with his eyes closed. Yet and still, he's as real as they come. But let the activists call it out. Then all of a sudden, we got morals and principles, and we talking about he went too far. You know, but the real G with no morals and principles, he didn't. No, that's the false reality. You know, the real G of today with no morals and principles can diss the dead and hurt moms like Tuka mom, and hurting women and children, the same women and children that the activists screaming and yelling on social media is feeding and clothing. But we side with the real G with no morals and principles. And that's all I'm simply highlighting, you know. So in today's time, I already said post-2020, anybody could be labeled a real G because of the outlandish things of no morals and principle things that they do. And it's like back in the day, I know the difference, you know, to have the real G tag, you know, you had to have funds and you know, for the neighborhood, you supply things for the neighborhood that probably had people having fun. You was shining, where you about to break something off for the team, you know, fill up the groceries for grandma. I helped the grandma walk the street. You know, a kid that's intelligent and want to pursue a college and get a degree, you going to make sure you tell everybody in the neighborhood, "Hey, don't mess with him. You know, if anything, protect him, because y'all going to need him one day. We need more lawyers and doctors from this neighborhood." So I know the difference. The activists, you know, a lot of real OGs, even if they don't agree with everything he says, they not about to press no issue or press no line with a man that's keeping these kids in a better position of being in a position they were. You know, so people be playing out here, and they'll say that I'm a real G. You know, I'm about the hip hop legacy and the lineage of carrying ourselves this way, and it all be a front. It's like you go to a youth center, or you go to elementary as a OG, and you tell the kid,
"Hey, y'all, remember one thing. You got to be a real G to be a real man. Follow through with that. Stay true to the code all the way to the very end. Put that over everything. Everything. Don't care about nothing in life but your stripes in the hood, man. And stay true to that code."
And a lot of the G's of today, they don't follow the code. So I just had to get into the Texas politics. It just has to be that way because people side with wrong so easily nowadays when it comes to the whole trying to look G and trying to be bone thug and
"I'm really from the trenches, man. I'm really from the trenches."
And people from the trenches been there all their life and don't even care, like. And then, you know, you wonder why some of these statistics, some people not even were supposed to be there. But, you know, like I said, I just had to break down the difference between, you know, hip hop that has way more meaning than rap, because rap is totally destroyed now because mainly the drill rap effect. And it's like Tuka Mom is a representation of a lot of women in the urban community that is genuinely hurting through rap. And it's not supposed to be like that. And people root on this drill rap music, and at any given chance, they gonna dive out across the table to speak on Sexy Red and act like, you know, she's mixing up an ingredient of something that's not already been here in the community for the past 30, 40 years. Because I already spoke about it, you know, Sexy Red then brought Soulja Boy out. You know, they doing Superman, and people can play all day like they don't know what it really is. But when you have so many people faking it, a woman like Sexy Red getting the hip hop game, it's just like a lot of the ones faking it, they got to check out and find a new profession. You know, and that's the real hardcore truth. You know, you got these girls like Glorilla, really came from the trenches, and you know, she have her shining moment to get what she get. A lot of people love it. You know, I already spoke on it. You know, LeBron, he rock with Glorilla. Shannon Sharp, he rock with her. You know, it's like people respect it because wasn't nothing given. You know, wasn't nothing given. You know, LeBron James' wife come in Sexy Red because it's just like, you know what it is. And Sexy Red is from the trenches. She know what it is. So she know what the community is in a state of. So she's seen things happen. So it just be like a lot of these women that make it out of the urban community and hip-hop or rap shouldn't feel guilty about it. You know, all across the globe, everybody knows majority of who leads the community gender-wise. You know, I can't fake it with these guys sitting up here screaming loud as hell these drill rap lyrics and probably dissing Tuka in there and then turn they back and go out here and typing up a whole paragraph essay on why Sexy Red is the worst thing in the community and all that. And they be like, a lot of the drill rappers gone. I don't care to, nah, they gone. So it's just like, Chief Keef don't even make drill rap no more. So that's all I'm saying, man. You know, because I know I did the Nicki Minaj thing and I kept it going, but it's just like, you know, beef is, you know, if it's going to be hip hop beef in a competitive sport, it's cool. J. Cole go back at Kendrick. You know, it's like, hey, I just going to have to see what it's going to be. Because Nicki Minaj, they wanted her to beef with Beyonce. People wanted to make that a thing. And I'm just like, how does two women of such a caliber like that with all that talent have time to beef when they in the studio dropping Masterpiece? You know, and I just said it all the time. Nicki Minaj represents hip hop. just the simple aspect of living up to what the originators paved. You know what I'm saying? So it's like much love to NYC and LA. That's why you got hip-hop OGs that own record labels trying to step up and speak up. You know, because this rap shit, hey, we got Kendrick, who, you know, one of the GOATs. He do that hip-hop. He get the people what they want. They love hip-hop and know the history and got to turn his back and, you know, lift up the toilet seat and get that rap shit, that shit. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead, get y'all this right here. And let me get back to that, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. Salute to Beyonce, Nicki Minaj. That's the difference, even with, you know, the track and field, the track runners and all this shit. Like, you know, all those girls that I put on my earlier podcast, they from a certain city or a certain neighborhood that when people see them on TV running, they making them smile. Like, they making people happy. And it's like, it don't matter how you want to transfer that energy. You want to be employee of the month. You want to start your own business. That aspiration may have came from, hey, watching Sha'Carri Richardson. And it's just like, that should be the better way about going about things. Like Beyonce stepping into a new genre and, you know, she empowering her own. Like, that's the type of thing we should be on instead of the drill rap influence where we tearing down our own. You know, like I say, it's just 2024. It's a lot of things that's changing in the world, period. And, you know, people have to be more, you know, just rational about how things have changed, you know, because I've been outside before 08 and all these cameras came about. And, you know, the delusional state with people upholding this G thing and. It's like, you know, stuck in the past. You know, I'm not about to sit up here and live a lie. You know, the real G's now, if anything, you know, they in suits. You know, they went corporate. So, yeah. A lot of guys gonna get left behind not seeing the bigger picture. So, like with GloRilla and his everything mixtape. Hey, man, people's champ by unanimous decision. You know, she don't have to be off camera constantly having to tell people over and over again, I'm from the trenches. We already know. No, that's the truth. And people that saying she an industry plant, that's the lie. And people saying that she can't rap, that's the lie. So what else more do I have to say? You know, put a few links on here on the GloRilla tape, Beyonce, Nicki holding it down. And it's like, I ain't getting in no woman's rap beef like that. Any kind of hip hop beef they have in the entertainment world of sports, of hip hop, they doing good for both sides. You know, as a whole. So, as I say, I don't care to be on here too long, but I know on this podcast, there could definitely be people that misunderstand because. You know, it's like you may be saluting or you may see the truth through somebody that's toxic. And it's like half the time would be misinterpreted. You know, somebody toxic in the community is probably only self-destructive or it may be only them that it's affecting. Some people may say something about somebody toxic in the community, but you get a more understanding of their story, life not being fair and childhood trauma. You know, but some people nevertheless trash that person to make themselves look better. Meanwhile, we have people that talk that negativity and you know, usually it's return to sender. You know, in the urban community, you come outside, you know, if your mama, I want all that, bring all that smoke. I want all that. Come outside, man. I'm going to show you. We're going to do it right here. We go do it. You know, it's like it's only a matter of time, man. Sooner or later. And, you know, when things pop off, people going to keep their heads straight and had that popcorn, you know, got my popcorn ready. And you know, it's like talk with such negativity and that active lifestyle badge seems like it's activated and you're going to stand on 10 toes about it. You about that. You built like that. People going to assume you are. So Yeah, you know, this is how it goes. I can't be out here trying to jump in front of the crossfires or somebody talking that real G negativity and they want their smoke brought to them. And as a civilian, I supposed to jump out in the crossfires to you know, it don't work like that. Especially when we got innocent kids and civilians, senior citizens who done fought for the country out here being victimized. For what good reason? You know, that's just the bigger picture of me. You know, that's just how lost and disintegrated, you know, the quote unquote active lifestyle is, to where active members, you know, they don't have no real business to be more focused on than trying to mess over civilians, their own people in the community, when they supposed to be riding out, getting paper and standing on business to create one. You know? So that's all it is. I'm just keeping the music on here. And, you know, I'm going to put a few links as usual. And I just commend real artists. You know, I put Propane on here from out of H-Town. You know, South by Southwest. Austin, Texas. San Antonio. Shout out Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Much love to the whole state as a whole. And anybody, whoever supported this podcast, good luck to you out there as well. But, you know, I'm just keeping it radio. I'm just putting music out here, entertainment side, and I'm just speaking on Southern politics. So yeah, man or woman, should check out this Beyonce album. And you know, I think it's a solid A. You know, I think it's a solid A, and really an A plus just for what it stands for, and all the history that it's paying homage to. And we have so many greats and legends being uplifted and wonderful energy, wind down energy, and you know, just really kick back and embrace the frequency of a different energy with this country album. Because one or two of these tracks on this Beyonce album, you definitely got a vibe out to. And you know, as I say, entertainment side, you know, Glorilla may have a different frequency, but nevertheless, it's artistry in it. Why I see how talented these Memphis women rap artists are, and you know, it's up for a lot of things to change going into 2024 for the better. So as I say, as usual, shout out Spotify, Anchor, World Athletics, and you know, just in general, man or woman, people gotta have their fist balled up to know that in due time, those that truly want better shall find it. The whole system of faith and belief, we come from a generation and such a lineage, a long line of people that never gave up. For us to be here today to cherish this moment, no matter what you're doing in life. So, yeah, you know, good blessings in store for anybody who's listening and whoever supported. Much love and good luck to all the cities that I spoke about. Salute to all the people's champs out here that they speaking for ones that can't speak for themselves. And it's not just them that they speaking for, whether that's, you know, athletes, entertainers, artists, musicians. It's like, you know, almost anybody can be the people's champ if they spread their positivity and care about others outside of themselves. So that's just what it is. Much love, peace, and prosperousness to all. PG Bay, I'm gone. Peace.